صوت أهل السنة والجماعة، صوت مركز الصحابة.
हमने आंखों से देखा नहीं है मगर हमने आंखों से देखा नहीं है मगर उनकी तस्वीर सीने में मौजूद है जिसने लाकर कला में इलाही दिया जिसने लाकर कला में इलाही दिया वो मोहम्मद मदीने में मौजूद है फूल खिलते हैं पढ़ पढ़ के सल्ले अला फूल खिलते हैं पढ़ पढ़ के सल्ले अला झूम कर कह रही है ये बादे सबा ऐसी खुशबू चमन के गुलों में कहाँ ऐसी खुशबू चमन के गुलों में कहाँ जो नबी के पसीने में मौजूद है हमने आँखों से देखा नहीं है मगर हमने आँखों से देखा नहीं है मगर उनकी तस्वीर सीने में मौजूद है हमने माना कि जन्नत बहुत है हसी हमने माना कि जन्नत बहुत है हसी छोड़ कर हम मदीना न जाए कहीं यूं तो जन्नत में सब है मदीना नहीं यूं तो जन्नत में सब है मदीना नहीं और जन्नत मदीने में मौजूद है हमने आँखों से देखा नहीं है मगर हमने आँखों से देखा नहीं है
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته أهلاً وسهلاً ومرحباً بكم and welcome to another edition of the Midday Show with myself Brother Suleiman Isub every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 1:45-1:50pm today being the 24th of Safar 1446 corresponding to the 29th of August 2024 Before we go on with our show, just remember that tonight, inshallah, I will be hosting the Kiddy show. Normally, Maulana Musa Laher, who conducts that show, The Olive Tree, from 8 to 9, I will be doing it. So, inshallah, you can get your children to send in the messages on the WhatsApp number, or even if they want to come on air, read a surah, read a nasheed, they're most welcome to do so, inshallah. So, that will be from 8 to 9, inshallah. It's a beautiful Thursday afternoon, alhamdulillah, and you know, as we're getting closer to the month of Rabi'ul Awwal 1446, that will be around next week, Tuesday, inshallah, all depends, Tuesday or Wednesday, all depends on the sighting of the moon. So like we discussed yesterday, we said we're going to be doing the recipe segment for the first part of the show. And thereafter, inshallah, Maulana Zaid and I will be discussing topics that is very prevalent in our society and topics that the people are afraid to speak about. Just like how we have Darul Iman, the voice of the voiceless. Here we speak of these topics from a circular perspective and also we look at Quran, Ahadith and Sunnah and how we can look at these problems and we tackle them inshallah. Okay, so inshallah our first Our first recipe is for a saucy creamy chicken lasagna. A saucy creamy chicken lasagna. And this we give credit to Sister Shahima Khan. We give credit to Sister Shahima Khan for sending in this recipe. So the ingredients you're going to need two small onions. Two small onions, Then you're going to need a 3 or 4 chicken fillet cut into cubes. 3 or 4 chicken fillet cut into cubes. Then you're going to need 1 teaspoon of garlic paste. 1 teaspoon of garlic paste. 1 teaspoon of jeera powder. 1 teaspoon of jeera powder. 1 teaspoon of dhania powder. 1 teaspoon of dhania powder. 1/2 teaspoon of barbecue spice. 1/2 teaspoon of barbecue spice. 1/4 teaspoon of Portuguese spice. 1/4 teaspoon of Portuguese spice. 1/4 teaspoon of tandoori spice. 1/4 teaspoon of tandoori spice. 1 to 3 tablespoons of tomato sauce. 1 to 3 tablespoons of tomato sauce. And 3 grated tomatoes. 3 grated tomatoes. Then for your white sauce, you're going to need 3 tablespoons of flour. 3 tablespoons of flour. 4 tablespoons of butter. 4 tablespoons of butter. Salt and pepper to taste. Salt and pepper to taste. You're going to need milk, and you're going to need a cheddar cheese. You're going to need a milk and cheddar cheese. Then you're going to need 12 lasagna sheets. 12 lasagna sheets and parsley for garnish. Parsley for garnish. Just going to go through that the ingredients again. You're going to need 2 small onions, 3 or 4 chicken fillet cut into cubes, 1 teaspoon of garlic paste, 1/2 teaspoon of chili powder, 1 teaspoon of jeera powder, 1 teaspoon of dhania powder, 1/2 teaspoon of barbecue spice, 1/2 teaspoon of barbecue spice, 1/4 teaspoon of Portuguese spice, 1/4 teaspoon of Portuguese spice, 1/4 teaspoon of tandoori spice, 1/4 teaspoon of tandoori spice, 1 to 3 tablespoons of tomato sauce, 3 grated tomatoes. Then for the white sauce, you're going to need 3 tablespoons of flour, 4 tablespoons of butter, salt and pepper to taste, the milk, cheddar cheese, 12 lasagna sheets, and parsley for garnish. Then your method, you're going to marinate the chicken fillets. Marinate the chicken fillet with all the lovely spices. Marinate the chicken fillet with all your lovely spices. Then you're going to layer the lasagna. Layer the lasagna. And then the chicken, the sauce, the white sauce, And then you're going to repeat. So you're going to lay your lasagna, you're going to put the chicken, the sauce, the white sauce. Then you're going to repeat. And then lastly, you're going to put the lasagna, the white sauce, the lasagna, the white sauce, and the cheese in between. And you can use any cheese you like. Can use any cheese you like. Then you're going to bake at 180 degrees. Then you're going to bake at 180 degrees for about 30 minutes. And top foil, You're going to top foil it on the top and then bake 5 to 10 minutes. Bake 5 to 10 minutes before taking out of the oven. You're going to bake at 180 degrees for about 30 minutes and top foil for about 5 to 10 minutes. So let me give you the recipe again. So this is for a saucy creamy chicken lasagna. So you're going to need 2 small onions, 3 or 4 chicken fillet cut into cubes, 1 teaspoon of garlic paste, 1/2 teaspoon of chili powder, 1/2 teaspoon of chili powder, 1 teaspoon of jeera powder, 1 teaspoon of dhania powder, 1/2 tablespoon of barbecue spice, 1/4 teaspoon of a Portuguese spice. Then you're going to have 1/4 teaspoon of tandoori spice, 1 to 3 tablespoons of tomato sauce and 3 grated tomatoes. Then for your white sauce, you're going to need 3 tablespoons of flour, 4 tablespoons of butter, salt and pepper to taste, milk and cheddar cheese, 12 lasagna sheets and parsley for garnish. Then you can sprinkle some herbs on the top of the cheese when you're baking in the oven. Then you're going to marinate your chicken fillet with all the lovely spices. Then layer your lasagna and then the chicken, the sauce and the white sauce. And you're going to repeat this. And lastly, the lasagna and the white sauce and the cheese in between. Bake at 180 degrees for about 30 minutes and top foil and on top and bake for about 5 to 10 minutes before taking out of the oven. And that was your saucy creamy chicken lasagna. The next recipe that we have is for chops chutney. Next one is the chops chutney. You're going to need 2 onions. 2 onions. 2 tomatoes. 2 tomatoes. You're going to need a curry spoon, a ghee curry spoon. One kg chops. 1 kilo chops. 1 line of curry leaves. 3 peppercorns. 3 peppercorns. 2 cloves, 2 cloves, 1 teaspoon jeera, 1 teaspoon jeera, 2 teaspoons fresh garlic, 2 teaspoons fresh garlic, 2 teaspoons fresh ginger, 2 teaspoons of fresh ginger, 2 teaspoons of fresh ground chilies, green chilies or to taste. 2 teaspoons of freshly ground green chilies or to taste. 2 teaspoons of peri masala. 2 teaspoons of peri masala. 2 teaspoons of ground dhania. 2 teaspoons of ground dhania if you want. 2 teaspoons of chili powder. 2 teaspoons of chili powder. 2 teaspoons of chili flake. 2 teaspoons of chili flake. 1 teaspoon of turmeric. 1 teaspoon of turmeric. And 1 tablespoon of tomato paste. 1 tablespoon of tomato paste. So the ingredients again are 2 onions, 2 tomatoes, a curry spoon of ghee, 1 kilo chops, 1 kilo chops, a curry one line of curry leaves, 1 line of curry leaves, 3 peppercorns, 3 peppercorns, 2 cloves, 1 teaspoon jeera, 2 teaspoons fresh garlic, 2 teaspoons fresh garlic, 2 teaspoons fresh ginger, 2 teaspoons of fresh ginger, 2 teaspoons fresh ground chilies to taste, 2 teaspoons fresh ground chilies to taste, 2 teaspoons of peri masala, 2 teaspoons of peri masala, 2 teaspoons of ground mint, ground dhania if you want, 2 teaspoons ground dhania if you want, 2 teaspoons of chili powder, 2 teaspoons of chili powder, 2 teaspoons of chili flakes, 2 teaspoons of chili flakes, 1 teaspoon of turmeric, and 1 tablespoon of tomato paste. So what you're going to do, you're going to heat the ghee, you're going to heat up the ghee in a pan. You're going to heat up the ghee in a pan. Then you're going to add in the onions. Heat up the ghee in a pan and add the onions. The curry leaves. The jeera. The peppercorns. Cumin seeds. And salt until golden. So you're going to heat up the ghee in a pan and add in the onions, the curry leaves, the jeera, the peppercorn seeds, the cumin seeds, and you're going to salt until golden. Then you're going to add in your tomatoes at this point with spices. Add in your tomatoes at this point with some spices. And the spices are the 1 teaspoon of chili powder, 1 teaspoon of chili flakes, 1 teaspoon dhania, 1 teaspoon of jeera, half a teaspoon of turmeric. So that's 1 teaspoon of chili powder, 1 teaspoon of chili flakes, 1 teaspoon of dhania, the jeera powder, and half a teaspoon of turmeric. Then you're going to cook with a little bit of water. Cook with a little bit of water. And then you're going to add and then you're going to put in your tomatoes and allow to cook. You're going to cook with a little bit of water and then you're going to put in your tomatoes and allow it to cook. When this is almost done, you're going to add in the tablespoon of tomato paste and then you're going to leave it aside. So you're going to heat the ghee in a pan and add the onions, curry leaves, jeera seeds, the peppercorn, the cumin seeds, and salt until it's golden. Then you're going to add in the tomatoes at this point with spices. That is the 1 teaspoon chili powder, 1 teaspoon chili flakes, 1 teaspoon dhania, and the jeera powder, half a teaspoon of turmeric. Then you're going to cook for a while. Add a bit of water and then put in your tomatoes and allow it to cook. When this is almost done, you're going to add in a tablespoon of tomato paste and you're going to leave it aside. Once the water is out, you can add in your peri-peri masala. In a separate pot, you're going to add in your chops with nothing else. And then you're going to add in a separate pot, you're going to put your chops with nothing else. Then you're going to add the ginger, garlic, and the fresh green chilies. You're going to add in the ginger, garlic, and the fresh chilies. Allow this to cook until all the water comes out of the meat. Allow this to cook until all the water comes out of the meat. Once the water is out, you can add in your peri masala. Once the water is out, you can add in your peri masala, your ground mint leaves, the spices, and cook until the meat is nice and tender. You can keep adding water, but not a lot. You can add the water, but not a lot. So once the water is out, you can add in your peri masala, your ground mint leaves, and spices, and cook until the meat is nice and tender. When the meat is done, you're going to add it to the chutney. When the meat is done, you can add it to the chutney. Garnish with your favorite, with your fresh coriander leaves. You can garnish it with your dhania leaves. You can also add in whole chilies if you like. Serve it hot with roti or naan and enjoy. So that was the recipe for the chops chutney. So inshallah, it's now 12:30 p.m. Central African time. Inshallah, we're going to be going for a small break, and then when we come back, we will continue with our discussion, inshallah. If you have any questions or anything that you'd like us to discuss, you can send your messages on 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132.
Radio serving you wherever you are. Marcus Sahaba Online Radio serving you wherever you are.
25 minutes to 1 Central African time, and we will be joined shortly with our beloved Hazrat Maulana Abdul Maulana Zaid Khan. So many titles, mashallah. So basically, inshallah, the topic that we are going to be discussing today will be the importance of Durood Sharif and the remembrance of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sending Durood and Salawat on our beloved master and leader, Nabi Kareem Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We must only read the Durood Sharif on a Friday or a Thursday after Maghrib Salah, which becomes the Friday. We must read the Durood and Salawat on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam each and every day, not only on a Thursday night or Friday, but yes, we must increase our Durood and Salawat on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam every Friday before Jummah. And there's an hour on a Friday, they say between Asr and Maghrib, there's an hour where your du'as are accepted on a Friday. And Durood and Salawat on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has many benefits, you know. If you send one durood on our beloved master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your rank and status is increased by tenfold. It brings peace and blessings and happiness in your life. It shows your love and muhabbat for our beloved master. You know, there's our akabirin, our predecessors, our pious predecessors, they used to be indulged in so much of Durood Sharif that in a day they used to read like over 10,000 Durood and Salawat on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Durood Sharif holds immense importance in Islam. It not only means a seeking blessings, but also it is a way to gain proximity to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By reciting the Durood Sharif, it brings tremendous spiritual benefits and rewards. It strengthens our iman. It purifies our heart. If we have one black dot, you know, they always use the analogy that if you have a black dot on your heart, Durood and Salawat will remove that black dot from your heart. And your heart will become much cleaner, much whiter. Not in a physical sense, but in a spiritual sense. That your heart will become pure. Maulana, are you joining us? Inshallah. Mashallah, Maulana Zayed. You know, it's such a blessing. It's such a blessing to have our Maulana Zayed. You know, he comes on there, the noor, the radiance, the effulgence. MashaAllah. You know those words? You know when you sit and you listen to Mufti Sahib and he says, the noor, the radiance, the effulgence, and the barakah. High words like that you actually remember. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mawlana, something very pertinent that we're going to speak about, inshallah, is the abundant remembrance and recitation of Durood Sharif. Which, you know, it coincides with today being a Thursday. It's going to be the eve of Jumu'ah. And just explaining to our beloved listeners that we should not only read Durood and Salawat on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam only on a Thursday. When it sees it on a Thursday night, then, you know, everybody brings out the tasbihs and they start pulling the Durood Sharifs. What about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday during the day, Saturday, Sunday? Only 2 days we remember our Nabi Kareem. Now, what type of ummah are we? That, you know, every day we had must leave. Our akabirin, our predecessors told us that, you know what, minimum, read 100 Durood Sharif, 100 Astaghfar. And not only because he sent our blessings, sent the peace and salutation on Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but through the barakat of the Durood Sharif, it will have such an impact on our lives. You know, on the day of Qiyamah, we as the Ummah will be running to each Nabi and Anbiya. 124,000 Anbiya came to this earth. And on that day, each one of them will say, I have never seen my Rabb so angry like how he is today. And they will all say, Nafsi, 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 Nafsi. When we go to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he will say, Ya Rabbi, Ummati, Ummati. He had so much fikr and so much concern for us, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he had so much concern for us that even on the day of, in his lifetime, when he said, you know what, I would, there's something to the effect, Mawlana, about remembering, seeing my brothers. And the companion says, but Ya Rasulullah, aren't we your brothers? He says, no, y'all are my companions. My brothers are the people who will come after you, who have not seen me, yet will still believe in me. Those are my brothers. So look how much love and zeal we have to have for our Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he fought and he strove for the deen of Islam only for us to enjoy the fruit of the crop.
MashaAllah. I've just been listening to you, and you know, we were in human resources before, so we used to place people, the right people for the right place. So just listening to you, I think you must also, together with being at Markaz, you must also be in charge of the tashkil, you know, when Bhai Pastans comes in. MashaAllah. Then you know that's
now. Don't look at the people on the left. Don't look at the people on the right. Don't look in the back. Look in the front. On the day of Qiyamah, in your qabr, you are going to be alone, and the angels are going to ask you the question. They're going to say, what have you done for this deen? Don't worry, Allah will provide, my brother. Mawlana Zulfiqar Patel. He'll say, Allah will provide. Don't worry about the people. Allah, if you have the tawakkal in Allah, Allah will provide with your family. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجٍ. The one who has tawakkal in Allah, Allah will make an opening for him.
And then he'll say, chuck the dunya, my brothers.
Chuck the dunya, throw it away, put it in a bag, don't worry about it. Because if you go in the path of Allah and if you pass away, you will rise up on the day of Qiyamah as a shaheed. What more status do you need, my brother? This world here is nothing compared to, it's not even worth the wing of the mosquito in the eyes of Almighty Allah.
Allahu Akbar.
This world is a disease, it's temporary. It's a paradise for a kuffar and a prisoner for a believer.
And we did that hadith today in Riyadh al-Salim. So, mashallah, I think we don't want to scare the women too much. Because they'll say, imagine our men are going to run out in the path of Allah. But that's exactly what we need. We need them,
because, you know, every Friday in Markaz, you hear the alims and the scholars saying that, you know what, we are so embarrassed that other countries are sending out 30, 40 jamaats, 1 year jamaat, not even 40 days, but they're going out 1 year, 1 year paddle. Imagine they are going out 1 year, they're away 1 year from their families to propagate the deen of Islam. And he makes it a point that, you know what, every Friday they say that, you know what, we have to be so ashamed that other jamaats from around the world are sending out their people. Yeah, we can't even spend 72 hours because it's a mission for us, it's a problem for us.
Together with that, we must also address the men, that when you go, make sure all your affairs are sorted out at your homes before you leave. This will show your sincereness. And through that, you ask Allah Azza wa Jal to open up for you. And then when you sort, you'll see, you'll actually enjoy that time that you're out. It's not that you're running away from something. You'll enjoy the time that you're spending because you know you left money behind for your wife. You've made the necessary means, and you never just run away and abandon them. And when you come back also, they will look forward to your coming back. So having said that, Haji Suleiman, you addressed the first topic, and that was Durood Sharif. So what is the meaning of Durood Sharif? And where is it mentioned in the Quran Sharif? So someone asks, what's Durood Sharif? Person says, Durood Sharif is Durood Sharif. So you haven't given the answer. I don't know if you've seen, Suleiman, this new dictionaries, junior dictionaries especially. I bought one for our children the other day, not meaning long time ago, but I just went through it the other day and I saw, you see the way they explain the words. So they'll have a word, and in the explanation of the word, they've got the word there. So that's not explaining the word. You looked at that word to find out what's the meaning of that word, so you can't include it in the definition of that word. What's a dog? A dog is this. You can't use the word dog in that. You'll say it's a creature. We'll use something of that sort. So Durood Sharif is, you can't say Durood Sharif is Durood Sharif. You have to explain, look at the Quran Sharif verse of the Quran. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Wherever you may be, listeners, we always encourage you that say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At one given time, Allah's mercy can descend 10 mercies upon you wherever you are. You are cooking, you are doing something, you are, mashallah, you're making the recipe that Suleiman just handed over to you, and you are trying to put the ingredients together. While you are doing these things, you can be attracting the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. You go into the mall. Every time I walked into a shop, then it's like, I have to read this. How can I be deprived of this? Just a few words, and your status is raised by a million times. A million times of your sins is wiped off. And together with that, so million times of your sins wiped off, million times your status is raised, and a million rewards for you. And on top of that, a palace for you in Jannah. Only Allah Azza wa Jal, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, can do something with such few words. The marketplace, so many people are engrossed, engaged. Who's remembering Allah? So when you go there, and you remember Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal gives you these rewards, and for Him, it won't even cause a dent or even a scratch or even that little water that comes off that needle when it's placed in the ocean, not even that much of a damage or nothing to the kingdom of Allah Azza wa Jal. So these rewards, we should constantly search for it. Little, maximum, minimum effort and maximum profit. That's what we always say. Your input is less, but the output, the generation of income, the generation of rewards, that's maximum. So why then, when it comes to deen, do we fall short in these avenues? Make it a point. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You'll see in other places of the Quran Sharif, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, take iman. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, aminu. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, aminu. This particular address is for the believers. Haji Suleiman, I don't know if you went to a brother's house ever before.
Mahfuz house?
You went on Gush, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And you knocked on the door, and it happened to us a few times as well. And then the uncle would say, but why are you coming to me? There's so many non-Muslims out there. Why don't you give dawah to them? They don't know what is. I know what is kalima. You're going to tell me recite kalima. So here's the answer. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran Sharif, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O people of iman, bring iman. So that's what we came to tell you. You've got iman, but we came to remind you that.
To remind, basically.
Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jaddidu imanakum. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, renew your iman. Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked, Kayfa nujaddidu imanana ya Rasulullah? How do we renew our iman? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, recite in abundance, La ilaha illallah. And if you look at La ilaha illallah, so let's do this. Say La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah.
Now do it again, but see if your lips move.
No, it doesn't move.
When you say Muhammadur Rasulullah,
Muhammadur Rasulullah,
your lips move. So they say, when you say La ilaha illallah, that must be on your tongue, in your heart, your aqidah, all of this. And your actions, when you move, when you said Muhammadur Rasulullah, your lips moved. So this denoted action of your lips. that denotes action of your life. What's it? It's sunnah. The sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned when you speak of Durood Sharif, I was saying to you, Iman. Allah Azza wa Jal tells you to bring Iman, instructs you. O people of Iman, bring Iman. When it comes to Salah, أقم الصلاة, establish Salah. When it comes to fasting, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامِ, fasting has been prescribed upon you, just the way it was prescribed upon those who came before you. When it comes to Zakat, Allah Azza wa Jal instructs you. Comes to Hajj, Allah instructs you. But when it comes to this act of Durood Sharif, Allah Azza wa Jal Himself says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ, surely Allah وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ and His angels, يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِي, surely Allah and His angels, they send blessings upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Durood Sharif for Allah is not the same as Durood Sharif for us and the angels. Durood Sharif for Allah means that, so remember this here, MPP. So it's not a marriage balloon, MPP. M means mercy. So when it comes to Allah, it means Allah is sending mercy upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When it comes to the malaika, it means the praises, the dua, the supplications. So P for praises. And P again, you are asking. You are asking Allah Azza wa Jal. So MPP, the first M we said is for mercy. The second, the P, that is for praises. And the third P, that is you're asking Allah Azza wa Jal. You are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are requesting Allah. So this year, إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ, Allah Azza wa Jal says He is and His angels, they are sending blessings to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah gives you the instruction, O people of Iman, you also send salawat, blessings, mercy to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these are the three aspects which we need to know, mercy and praises and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to the hadith, many people are suffering from depression. So Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, he comes to Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he asks Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so a third of the night is passed. إِذَا ذَهَبَ ثُلُثُ اللَّيْلِ قَامَ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's practice is, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a third of the night is passed, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to stand. فَقَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اُذْكُرُوا اللَّهِ, that remember Allah, and جَاءَتِ الرَّاجِفَةُ تَدْبَعُهَا الرَّادِفَةُ, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, جَاءَ الْمَوْتُ بِمَا فِيهِ, جَاءَ الْمَوْتُ بِمَا فِيهِ. So, O people of Allah, remember the Rajifa. The Rajifa, that's the first blowing of the trumpet. And remember, تَتْبَعُهَا الرَّادِفَة, and that it will be followed by the Radifa. Radifa is the second blowing. Rajifa with a jim, that is the first blowing, and the third blowing, or the second, the first blowing, Rajifa, the second blowing, Radifa. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, death has come with all that it comprises. Death has come with all that it comprises. Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu asks Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, inni ukthiru salah alayka. Ya Rasulullah, I send abundant salutations upon you. Abundant salutations upon you. Salah means a dua. So that's abundance. Fakam, then he'll ask, then Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu asks, how much should I spend in this time? How much? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ma shi'ta. Other occasion, then Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu says, a quarter. Then At every given time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَا شِئْتَ فَإِنْ زِدْتَ فَوَ خَيْرٌ لَكَ. It's how much you want. If you increase, it will be better for you. Eventually, he says, أَجْعَلُ لَكَ صَلَاتِ كُلَّهَا. Shall I make all my time dedicated to salawat, salutations upon you? Meaning all the time that is dedicated for this, must I dedicate all of this for du'as and supplications? Must I dedicate all of it to you? Salutations upon you? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِذَنْ تُقْفَى هَمُّكْ وَيُغْفَرْ لَكَ ذَنْبُكْ. If you do so, all your worries and concerns will all be removed and all your sins will be forgiven. All your worries and concerns, that will be forgiven, or that will be gone, and your sins will be forgiven. So this is the practice. I said MPP. The first is mercy for Allah, when it's referring to Allah. P is for praises, and P is for prayers. So when it comes to us, it's the two P's, the prayers and the praises, both, because it is sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Mawlana, jazakallah khairan to you for giving those jewels of wisdom. And inshallah, don't forget that tonight, being the eve of Jum'ah, increase your salawat, durood and salawat on our beloved master and leader, Nabi Kareem Muhammad Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mawlana, jazakallah khairan once again. Remember, send your du'as.
Jazakumullah khairan.
Barakallahu fiqh.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's just gone 3 minutes to 1 Central African time. Inshallah, we're going to be going for our Dhuhr Azan. From the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isub, Monday to Thursday from 12 to 1:45, 1:50. Fi amanillah, until we meet again next week. Fi amanillah, ma'a salama. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صوت أهل السنة والجماعة صوت مركز الصحابة.